Heretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Murder in the morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
We've been following the Rex Heuermann case here at the program. I'm sure you're aware if you've been listening for any amount of time. They continue to try and figure out where all of his tentacles have been. Stacey just off the air. He said, what if he's like an octopus?
He is, man.
I think he is. So there's a lot of unsolved murder cases around the country that are being reopened or at least looked at a little bit. If Rex had a footprint in some of these areas, and especially if they kind of line up to look as if they could have been committed in the same way or the same type of circumstances as the crimes that he is accused of committing in Gilgo Beach. Jesse Foster, that's who we're talking about here. This is a case from several years back, early 2000s. You may remember it, you may not, if you watch Dateline and such. She was a young woman, embodiment of youthful vigor and charisma. Glenn Dean Grant, Jesse's mother, recalls her as a teenager full of life, love, and laughter. Growing up in the quaint city of Kamloops, British Columbia, Jesse's childhood was marked by happiness and stability. She lived a stone's throw away from her school, surrounded by a tight-knit community. But as Jesse's journey into adulthood began, so did her quest for exploration and freedom. In 2005, the allure of the United States beckoned. Jesse, then 20, decided to visit Florida, New York City, and Atlantic City. Her experience ended up taking her to Las Vegas then. Took her mother by surprise as well, revealing a sudden change of plans. Jesse would stay on to celebrate her 21st birthday in the city of Sin. But as the days turned into weeks into months, Jesse's return to Canada kept getting postponed. Phone calls filled with a multitude of excuses kept Glendale hopeful, but deep down, she felt an unsettling void. Jesse had fallen in love with a man named Peter Todd. Don't ever fall in love with people that have the same name. Two first names is
frightening.
Exactly. There's a lot of radio people like that, so fucking avoid
Jim Bob.
Avoid him like the plague. She even made a fleeting visit to Canada during Christmas, but her heart was set on returning to Vegas. That Christmas day was the last time Glendine saw her daughter alive and in person. The last call came from Jesse in late March of 2006 after she disappeared without a trace. Peter Todd, her boyfriend, claimed to have no idea about her whereabouts with her personal belongings left behind and no concrete evidence of foul play. The police had little to go on. Fast forward 17 years later, Glendine is still looking onto the memories of her daughter despite the dark cloud of mystery shrouding Jessica's disappearance. She has a gut feeling her daughter is still alive in some interviews. That heartstring between a mother and a child remains unbroken. However, the waters of this cold case have been recently stirred. The arrest of the alleged Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Heuermann has put the spotlight back on Jesse's case and several others like it. Jesse, after all, had been in the dangerous world of prostitution in Las Vegas and had faced violence. Could her disappearance be connected to Heuermann, the man now at the center of multiple murder investigations? The profile of Heuermann and his suspected crimes is disturbing. Of course, he's believed to have been involved in the deaths of several women, most of whom were escorts in Las Vegas. Between 2003 and 2006, five such women, including Jesse, disappeared or were found dead. many other bodies dumped in desolate areas wrapped in cloth. Could Heuermann be the serial killer behind these heinous crimes, too? New clues hint at this possibility. Heuermann has ties to Las Vegas, owning timeshares since 2004. Autopsy reports of the victims show eerie similarities between the Las Vegas case and the Gilgo Beach murders. Both involved strangulation as a cause of death. Furthermore, the discovery of Lindsay Marie Harris's dismembered body in Springfield, Illinois, a location mentioned in Heuermann's bail application, add another layer of suspicion to more Jeez. Bodies surrounding Heuermann. While the investigation trail is heating up, definitive evidence linking Heuermann to Jesse's disappearance is yet to be found. Glenn Dean sees physical similarities between her daughter and another victim of Heuermann, but for now, it remains a haunting possibility whether or not Heuermann is behind Jesse's disappearance. At the very least, it's back in the limelight, offering a glimmer of hope to her family that maybe they will find some information about her disappearance. I think there's going to be a lot more with Heuermann lining up here. Go ahead.
The thing that gets me is that this, let's say he did it. Okay. I mean, all signs are really pointing to him, but I'm just going to put that out there. Let's just say he did it. Not that he did it, but he's been doing this allegedly for so long that I wonder if we're talking in the hundreds of missing women and possibly men. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he did. But I just, you know, we're talking about maybe 10 people right now. I'm wondering, was this a man who was just craving this activity and did it everywhere he went? And there could be hundreds of bodies strewn throughout the United States that he's responsible for.
I think there's going to be a lot. I don't know how many. I would not be surprised by any means if it is super, super high. But I also, the problem with this is with sex workers, our society doesn't seem to, you know, doesn't really put a whole lot of weight on that when they come up missing or dead, as they would other individuals who may not be in a trade that is rather questionable. And with that, you have less manpower, you have less investigation work that goes into these sort of things. So they are a very easy target should someone want to take up the life of being a serial killer. So I think there's probably a lot of these that have nothing to do with him, but it just means there's that many more Rex Heuermanns out there.
It makes me sad. I'm not going to say that I've known sex workers, but I've known two of them. And one of them I knew in college, and she was using her body to pay for college. And the stories she would tell of these men, that they were just horrific, cold, unfeeling, like disconnected from their own bodies during the process. And like, they were just going through the motions, and she didn't care. She just wanted their money. Mm-hmm. It was a means to an end for her. But it's such the underbelly of society. And I wish it weren't. I wish we gave them a little more respect than we do. I don't condone the lifestyle, but I don't fault it either. I just, you know, it does lend itself to horrible people just destroying these individuals without a care, you know?
Oh, very much so. I mean, that's really where it goes. And I mean, anybody who's dead or has, you know, they're missing should be the same weight on everybody as far as looking them. But that's obviously not how it works. And that's a societal problem that we have, I think, even more than you know, law enforcement and such. But you know, it's a you know, it's a sad place to be in, and it's disturbing to see sometimes when the curtain is lifted, just how many dead women are out there who were in that trade, and how it doesn't really get the attention that I think it deserves, because I think there's a lot of Rex Heuermanns out there that are able to run and do their thing uncaught for very long periods of time.
Yeah. Oh, it's awful.
So we'll just keep watching as the death toll of Rex Heuermann continues to rise.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.